Greetings from the heart of Tennessee. We're here just soaking up every precious moment with family that we can. And for all of you who read our weekly newsletter, you know that this past week has been a little bit of a doozy for us. Lots of us ended up getting sick.
Speak for yourself.
Jonathan did not. But we just want to thank everyone who was praying for us. And I just wanted to update all of you. Everyone is on the mend, and our grandson, Charles, is still the cutest person on the planet.
I wonder if I'll ever know anyone cuter than Charles.
Right. Until the next grandchild comes
probably
along.
Probably not. But family has a way of keeping you grounded, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And now that I think about it, family is part of our true north. We've been on our series about finding your way creatively. It's so easy for us to wander, to get on autopilot and just get off track and get lost. But today we're wrapping up our series on finding your way home creatively. So if you want to be on the same page with us, I would encourage you to go back and listen to episodes 28, 29, and 30. It's a perfect time to hit pause and give those a listen as we continue.
Yeah, so whether you're feeling stuck in a rut, facing unexpected detours, or simply just craving more clarity and purpose in life, we're here to guide you towards reclaiming that creativity so you can get back to a life of purpose and fulfillment. So grab that favorite beverage, settle in, and join us inside.
Hello, creative soul. Welcome to the Beauty Hunters Podcast. Are you feeling stuck, not having enough time, money, or energy to create? Do you want to make a difference in this world with your creativity, but you feel exhausted by life's responsibilities and void of inspiration? You are not alone.
We are your hosts, Jonathan and Michelle Rose, fellow creative souls who understand the struggle. We once lived a life consumed by the daily grind, leaving us feeling empty and dead inside. And that all changed when we discovered the mindsets and skills that allowed us to stay in creative flow and infuse everyday life with creative passion. We are here with strategies and inspiration to help you fill your daily life with vibrant creativity.
If you are ready to thrive and take your creativity to the next level, then grab your coffee, tune in, and let's create a more beautiful world together.
So before we get started, I wanted to give a big shout out to one of our awesome listeners, CA Big Tree. They left us the sweetest review saying, "Every podcast touches home. I've been listening to Jonathan and Michelle's podcast from the beginning, and I can't tell you how many times I'm walking and I'm talking out loud saying, yes, exactly. As a fellow creative, I've traveled down the paths that they bring up, and today's episode was really one of those. I'm sure I was shaking my head yes the whole time. I love it."
Yeah, thank you so much for sharing your thoughts with us. I think your username is awesome. See a big tree. It just makes me laugh. I love it. Your support means the world to us. And to all of you listeners out there, we want to hear from you too. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and let us know how we're doing. Who knows? We might just give you a shout out in one of the next episodes.
Okay, let's get started on this episode. We've been on this journey with all of you for the last several weeks. And as creatives, a life without creativity can feel like no life at all. You know, and many of us, we often find ourselves buried in the mundane, you know, on that autopilot, and we wake up one day finding ourselves off course and off track. I know how that feels because that happened to me. When COVID hit, we were almost, a year into Empty Nest?
I think a little over a year.
Yeah.
Year and a half.
And I remember kind of looking around, having that wake-up call, looking around and wondering, where am I heading? This is not what I thought life was going to be like.
Yeah. Empty Nest is disorienting enough, let alone that plus COVID.
Right. You know, and I think a lot of us felt that way when we had that wake up call with COVID. You know, all of a sudden I looked around and people were enjoying time with their family more. You know, they were eating healthier, going out in nature. You know, life ended up having purpose again, it seemed like. And that is why this topic is so important. You only get one life to live, and it isn't meant to be lived on autopilot, where you go through the motions and there's no meaning.
Yeah, we were all just kind of collectively lost and had to find our way back. And I thought that was a great process. I just loved how many people I saw getting out outside and walking and just getting into stuff that they would not have given themselves the time for had the whole world just not shut down.
Right.
And I saw it as a real blessing to have that kind of space just thrust upon us.
Yeah, same. And so by the end of this episode, we want all of you to feel empowered to start living life again just like that. You know, we want you to feel like you can bring meaning to everything you do and create a beautiful world around you.
And you know, doing this series, we've talked so much about being lost and finding our way back to our creative selves and identifying true north and our landmarks. And I realized we've gone this whole time and I have not shared my most epic getting lost story ever.
Yeah.
So I think this would be a good time. So this was like 10 years ago when I've always been into backpacking, but I had not done it in a long time because I was already kind of lost in the hustle of the daily grind, losing my creativity. And Michelle, for my birthday, sent me on a hiking trip. She said, "You need to go be in the woods for a few days." And she said, "Just go." And that was my birthday gift that year. She sent me on a hiking trip. And so I got prepared, got all my gear ready, got the map, got everything. And this is before I was really into minimalism and really into ultralight backpacking. So I was packed so heavy. I probably had like a 50, 60 pound pack because I was prepared, man. I was prepared. And anyways, got out in the woods and was just slogging through, having a great time. And this is a solo backpacking trip. It's just me. And I had been poring over the map for weeks and had my route all mapped out, knew where I was going. And the very first day, I was on the trail and I missed a switchback. And a switchback is where you're zigzagging up a mountain and you've just got to change like 180 degree direction, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Well, I missed the switchback and I just kept going straight instead of turning around and going back up the mountain the other direction. And it looked like I was still on the trail until it didn't. And by the time I realized this is not a trail, I was off the trail for a long time, for a while, and couldn't figure out where I was going. So I got the map out. I had a rough idea of where I was. And I looked at the map and I knew that I got my bearing. I got my
compass out.
I literally got my compass out, figured out my bearings and kind of the lay of the land, the terrain.
Guessed on the landmarks.
And I knew in this general direction, if I kept going that general direction, kind of up this ridge, I would run into a trail. I'm not sure if it was the trail I was looking for, but I knew that there was a trail in that direction. And so I just start slogging up this ridge line. Well, the map doesn't tell you, like it tells you how steep the terrain is. I knew this terrain was doable from a how steep it was standpoint. But what it doesn't tell you is how thick the brush is on the side of the mountain that you're trying to get through. And so I got caught in these thickets and brambles and twist. If you've ever been in the mountains and seen like the mountain laurels, they're just stupid thick. I mean, they just twisted knots of sticks. And I'm literally on my hands and knees, the 50 pound pack, crawling through. It's getting stuck on everything. And then at one point I'm taking the pack off and I'm dragging it through this thicket on my hands and knees. It's the only way to get through. But I had my direction. I knew that if I just kept going, I would get there. And so I'm going and I'm going and I'm going and the sun's starting to get low and I'm just laying in the thicket exhausted. And I say to myself, well, I guess I could sleep here in the thicket for the night.
Oh, that sounds like a nightmare.
And we'll try this again in the morning. And I said, but I might as, if that's the case, I might as well just give one more push until I can't see anymore. And so I did. I just kind of pushed on. Not 50 more yards. I'm pushing through the thicket. And all of a sudden, I literally like just fall out of the thicket onto a trail. And I was elated. I was so overjoyed. And so then I had a decision based on where I think I am. Do I go left? Do I go right? Well, I wasn't on the trail that I thought I was on. And so I picked a direction that I thought was going to get me back onto my course. I was on a different trail. And the direction I picked ended up taking me to the peak that I had planned to be on the last night of my trip. And I reached that peak just in time for the most majestic sunset over this valley that I had ever seen. And I had this mountaintop experience my very first night of the trip after spending the whole day lost and then stumbling out on the trail. And there I was.
Sounds like a sermon ready to start. You know, it's like you had to work for it, but then you were accelerated to the top.
Oh, yeah. It's Yeah, God spoke to me so much through that experience, and just through that really helped me unpack just a lot of the stories I tell myself about having to earn our way up to those mountaintop experiences rather than just enjoy the path and just be there. Anyways, it was one of those moments where you just learn so much about yourself, and then from then on you never look at things the same way again. I mean, it was a life-altering experience, being lost and then falling out into being found just like that.
Yeah, that sounds so cool.
So how does that relate to this series that we've been talking about? Well, if you've been listening, obviously, you know, we've told you to admit that you're lost. I did. I was like, oh, I'm lost. Take stock of your situation. I got out my map, got out my compass, and said, okay, here's my true north based on the terrain. This is where I'm going. Like, all the lessons are there. So what lessons can we glean from that? Well, I think it's important to realize that, man, no matter how much you prepare, sometimes you just get lost anyways. I mean, I had all the gear, all the prep, the map. Man, I thought I had it all figured out. I knew where all the trails were at, and I still got lost. I still took a wrong turn and just wandered off course. And I was on autopilot for a long time, just enjoying the trees and the view and the birds singing and all the stuff that you enjoy while you're hiking, and then realized, oh, I'm lost. So with my story of being lost in mind, we want to help you guys get lost a lot more effectively than I got lost, or find your way out of being lost a lot more effectively than I found my way out of being lost.
Yeah, yours worked out.
I just white knuckled it up the side of a mountain through the thickest growth that you could imagine. And it was not fun. It was not pleasant. And I just barely made it.
And it wasn't necessary.
And it didn't have to happen that way.
Right.
If I had had a couple of things, if I had had someone with me who had hiked those trails before, so someone who was experienced, and also if I had some lessons to glean from previous times being lost. That was one of my first big times lost in the woods. And I learned a lot. I learned which ways I should go and shouldn't go, and how I should navigate the landmarks. And I would have done it differently based on experience had I ever been lost like that before.
Right.
And now that I have, I can look back on that and go, oh, I would have done XYZ differently.
Okay, so let's step into Jonathan's story, but in our own shoes, right? Sometimes we have this epic plan and we have, you know, watched the YouTube videos, we've listened to the podcast, we've read the books, we went out and bought the map, we packed our bag full of all the right resources.
All the best.
Right? And we set our goals. I mean, we set our SMART goals, those specific, measurable, achievable, relevant time goals, right? And then we got into action and we still got lost. So here's the thing. We can go back and try to reverse engineer everything, but it can still be all wrong. And we don't know what's wrong until we get in the middle of it and we're lost like Jonathan was in the thicket, right? But what does it look like if we were to start the trip all over again? You can still read the book, watch the YouTube videos, and do all the things so that when you go to talk to someone who's knowledgeable, you can ask the right questions, right? You're a little bit more prepared to know what you're facing, but then you go and you get that coach or that guide, and they've been there before, not just once, but multiple times. And they can look at your bag of gear and go, man, you could shed 20 pounds of this. It's going to be a lot easier, you know? And you know, that YouTube video on that, I know it sounds good, but truly, that's not what this is all about. That's good for this particular situation.
Yeah, I mean, so many times in life, you don't even know what you don't know.
Right.
I mean, I've also been a certified canoe instructor. You can put your paddle in the water and just thrash around for a while, but until you know some specific strokes and how to use that paddle, you're not going to go anywhere.
Well, I used to go somewhere, but I would be worn out after it.
Circles.
Until you told me right? How to do it.
Yeah, that reminds me of a concept that I learned called the circle of competence. So there's actually this cycle we go through as we learn stuff. And in the beginning, you don't know what you don't know. That's called unconscious incompetence. You don't know how incompetent you are at something.
Ignorance is bliss.
Ignorance is truly bliss. And so, but then you get started at something and you start gaining some competence in that area and you become conscious of how incompetent you are. And you go, man, I suck at this, right? But you keep at it. And pretty soon you start gaining some competency and then you're conscious of what you can and can't do in an area. That's called conscious competence, right? But what that leads to is the muscle memory and the expertise that you don't even have to think about anymore. And all of a sudden, you go into this wonderful realm of unconscious competence. That's the kind of autopilot that we're trying to move towards.
Where you're in flow.
When you're in flow state. And you can get there so much faster if you've got someone who's been there before. And the fastest way to short circuit that whole cycle is to skip the first two steps and have somebody else tell you, this is your incompetence.
Right.
Right? And it hurts.
Yes.
And it's not fun, right? But it's so much faster than trying to figure that all out yourself.
It actually saves you time, energy, and money probably all in the end.
Yeah.
You know, and here's the other thing though, when you have a guide taking you through, you get to remain in that ignorance is bliss state so much longer, where you get to beauty hunt a little bit longer because you're not having to be ultra focused on all the details that you're trying to grasp and make sure you don't mess up, right? Because you're not worried about messing up. Somebody's taking care of that for you, you know? So what we're trying to say here is there are multiple ways to get home. One is if you do it yourself and you basically bootstrap everything, you duct tape it together, you MacGyver it, and you end up going through all of it yourself. It can cost you time, energy, and money, but you do end up getting home because your true north is still set inside of you. You know, you're always going to find home if you stay set on that true north. But what we're trying to get at here is the second way, which is so much better and easier, is to get yourself a guide who's been there, a friend. You know, sometimes, you know, a lot of us on our creative journey, if I kind of like your mom with the paint and sip strokes things, you know, it's like she hadn't painted before, but she went to a class where she got to do the ignorance is bliss and just follow the leader. And she ended up with a beautiful painting in the end and a creative outlet that she got to take on with her.
Yeah. And because she was being kind of trained in all of that, you know, she gets to focus on specific areas of improvement rather than just kind of guessing, oh, what should I try to improve on next? She actually has a lot of that thought process handed to her. And she just gets to start going through the muscle memory and repetition of the skills so she can build that competence in the area that she's working towards.
Yeah. And, you know, here's what's also fun about this is when you're not worried about making mistakes or failure, you actually get to celebrate all the milestones along the way. The little, like you're talking about, having someone skip you to the knowledge of being incompetent, what you don't know. Well, from there, you actually get to celebrate all the things you end up learning, all the things you end up getting to, the progress you get to make, you know? And that is where the beauty hunting and the excitement and the celebration and the fun happens. You actually put the wind in your sails when you get to celebrate those things.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm aware that maybe a lot of our listeners haven't had good experiences with leaders, mentors, coaches, or teachers. We've all got those horror stories of the leader or knowledgeable person in our life that should have had our back but didn't, or maybe
they lied or took advantage.
I mean, fill in the blank. We, you know, there's so many examples of leadership failures. They just abound these days. So I understand that it's not always a safe place. And I understand because this is one of my downfalls and weaknesses as well, just that rugged individualism that I'm just going to rely on myself and I'm going to figure it out myself because I don't know that I can trust everybody else, or I know it's going to get done right if I just do it myself. But that's not serving us very well. And our encouragement to you is to, man, try to lean into those hurt places and heal past those, that you can open yourself back up to being taught, that you can find safe people to lead you and to guide you into the things that you want to embrace. You've identify the true north. You've taken inventory. You've taken stock. Man, you go and you said to yourself, this is my passion. This is the hill that I'm going to die on. This is what I'm going for. But now I've got to get there?
Yeah, what are the steps to get there?
What now? You know, and if your experience has just been doing it all by yourself and it hasn't gotten you where you wanted to,
never been there before.
It would be insane to just repeat the process all over again the same way that you just did it all by yourself.
I've done 20 years like that.
Yeah. So
embrace
the unknown. And the big unknown is, are there safe people out there? Can I grow into this area that I want to? And do I have to do it on my own? No, you don't.
Yeah. And here's what, you know, if you could look into the future of what it would look like on the other side of this thing, right? Where you've made it to your end destination. You're in that last step of that cycle you talked about where you get to be on that flow state and autopilot. Here's the cool part. And you do it all the time, John. Jonathan, where you go and get lost on purpose just to discover where it is.
All right. So we've been bringing this thing full circle. We started this whole series with admitting that you're lost and you're on autopilot. And now we're bringing it around to finding the best version of yourself. And that is only valuable to you if you're true to your core values, true to your true north. You've identified that and you're bringing everything else into alignment with that. And that is the value of a coach, because if you already know that, bring that to them, and they should help keep everything in alignment and on track with that.
Right. They don't let you get distracted.
Or if you don't know it, you know, a good coach should identify that with you and hold you to that. Right. Not someone who's just going to say, hey, I'm the guru here. And this is what I've figured out.
Yeah. Do it my way.
And let me tell you how to become me.
Mm-hmm.
Right. No. A good coach helps you be the best version of you.
That's right.
So identify that true north. Stay true to that compass bearing. Avoid distractions. Avoid the shiny objects on the side of the road. And put everything in your life through that filter of that true north. Because that's what's going to add value. This could be a whole nother episode of when you narrow your focus down to those boundaries, it actually opens up this whole world of creative possibilities for you.
Right.
And so that true north is so important, and practicing that self-discipline to stay on that path and to integrate that path into all of your pursuits and make sure that everything in your life points in that direction, and be willing to let go of all the things that don't support that true north.
Right. You know, I found in a lot of where I've been going this last year, I had to actually say no to some things to create space for the things I wanted to say yes to.
Yeah.
I do believe we covered that in an episode previously.
You're probably right.
The one about carrying a lot of baggage. Can't take it.
So, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of other things we could say about that, but I think that is the heart of the message right there. Admitting you're lost, getting off of autopilot, and finding your way back to the true north, and then building a life that keeps you in autopilot on that setting right there.
Right.
Right. Brings the whole thing full circle, where we get lost in that wonderful place of flow state and go beauty hunting with some unconscious competence, where we're just being awesome at this whole thing called creativity and kicking butt and taking names at living a life that's beautiful.
Right. Living life on purpose with intention. Because you want to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we're wrapping this all up, but Jonathan and I have been holding a little bit of a secret that we're ready to share with all of you today. And we are, we're going to go ahead and create space for all of you guys to offer some one-on-one coaching. You know, we know that some of you have mentioned that having a coach would be helpful, and, you know, we decided we thought we would give this a go and create space for you guys, because you guys really matter to us. So to kick this off, we are opening up 5 free 1-hour slots, and it comes to first come, first serve. And so how are they going to get a hold of us, Jonathan?
Well, all you have to do is drop us an email. Our email address is thebeautyhunterspodcast@gmail.com.
Or you can get a hold of me through direct message on Facebook, through our Facebook group.
Yep. And just say, hey, I'd be interested in a 1-hour coaching session. And it's just going to be us helping you through this whole framework that we've been unpacking for the past 4 episodes, and helping you find your true north creatively and orient your whole life to become your best creative self. And we want to help you identify the areas that you might be on autopilot, the areas you might be creatively blocked, or just help you, you know, maybe you just need a little tweak on something, or maybe you're just trying to change whole directions.
You know, bring clarity. Sometimes you just clarity. Need somebody to hear from the outside and bring clarity so that you can start living your life on purpose with purpose, you know? And so anyway, if that sounds like something you're interested in, like I said, there's only 5 free slots available. And then after that, we'll go to a paid version of that. But go ahead and contact us as soon as possible because they will fill up and you can get your free time with us.
Well, with that being said, it's time for us to get lost. Thanks for joining us. We'll see y'all next week. Thank you for joining us on the Beauty Hunters podcast. I hope this episode has encouraged you. If so, would you please take 30 seconds and share it with other creatives in your life? And please leave a quick written review on Apple Podcasts. Your reviews keep us inspired and help more people discover the podcast. Okay, time for us to hit the road. We're off to our next art show. We'll meet you back on Monday for another episode.
Until our next encounter, always remember that your creativity will make the world a more beautiful place.